won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode review. Yes, another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Gotham. Yes, Gotham. It aired on Monday on Fox. The episode was called Penguin's Umbrella. Alongside of me, she is finally back from her trip to Icon, hanging out over the weekend. Miss Amy McCracken, what's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. I'm happy to be back. Very happy to be back.
How does it feel to sleep in your own bed?
I haven't slept in my own bed yet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. Because Gina was here one night, so I let my guest sleep in my bed and I take the couch. So I'm very excited to sleep in my own bed tonight.
Nice. Now let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think you're going to be more excited sleeping in your bed tonight, or do you think you were more excited of the episode Penguin's Umbrella?
Well, okay. I love my bed. I love my bed. But, oh my God, that episode. It was like the best episode ever.
Thank you. Finally, we can agree on something. I wouldn't know. I'm trying to think if it's the best.
It was.
It was pretty damn good.
It was awesome. It was great. It was wonderful. It was everything I want from a Gotham television show.
All right. So, people, if you want to join the chat room, I know my friend Jess, she watched the show, and I don't know if she's at work or whatever, and I'm like, she's like babbling about some stuff, and I was like, look, we're about to start Gotham, get in here. So I don't know if she's gonna jump into the chat room. She watches the show, but we do have the chat room open. If you follow us on Twitter, Amy BRO, right?
Yes.
Is that your Twitter? And then
Amy BRO.
Right, Amy BRO, the BRO. And Mike, the movie guy, you saw the tweets out there going, here, come here and listen to the show. So we give you the link on Twitter. But if you're on a web browser right now, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, scroll up to the top, sign in through as a guest through your social media, and then scroll back down underneath our player, and you can join the conversation.
We keep saying it. If we have people call in, like if I see people on the switchboard, we will open the phone lines.
So do you want me to give out the phone number?
Let's give out the phone number.
The phone number is 718-508-9440. That is the number. You can call in from your cell phone and just give us your thoughts on the episode. We'll make it quick. You can get in, get out. Or if you're at home and if you have Skype, you can actually, right above the player of the show, you can actually call into Skype, which actually sounds a lot clearer than a cell phone. So you can go in there and give your rants about the episode as well. So let's just see if anybody – I know we didn't plan it. I know we didn't shoot out the number, so if nobody calls in, it's quite okay, Amy. I don't want you to cry.
I won't cry. I won't cry because then that just gives me more time to talk about my amazing weekend and this amazing charity that I met this weekend.
Okay, so let's talk Gotham.
Yes!
I have my favorite parts here. I know that you don't take notes.
No, I leave that up to you because I like to save paper.
Exactly. So I recycle mine. I shred it, and then I put it in the recycler. So let's see, Monday night's episode, Penguin's Umbrella. What do you think the title meant? I'm saying not like for the fans, but like what did Amy feel Penguin's Umbrella meant to her?
Well, honestly, I did not know what the title was until you just said it.
That's great. I'm glad to see that you follow the show.
Well,
so,
come on now. I've been gone for almost 2 weeks. But as watching the show now, I know that Penguin's Umbrella means just his umbrella. Like, he's got Falcone underneath his umbrella to protect him.
Okay. All right. All right. Maybe. You know what? That could be it. For me, I think that it's just one of those, I don't know. I think it's kind of like in that direction of, like, his umbrella, and then he's just got everybody, you know. Because he's just a smart little bastard.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that coming? Like, honestly, did you really see that coming?
Yeah. You know, and it's one of those things where the Maroni's men, I think, was it Frankie? He was the only one that caught it. Like, he knew that the Penguin was just – it's like Penguin's playing chess with everybody, you know? And there's a reason for his madness. And Frankie could see it, you know? And even Frankie tried to even call him out at the end. You know, and, you know, it was like, I could put a bullet in your head. I could do. And then all of a sudden, Penguin looks at his little henchman and simply just raising their money. they turned on Frankie.
Yeah, and that's normally how it works, isn't it? You know, you offer more money and then somebody does something for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, does that make you worry about these men with the Penguin? I mean, well, it's obvious. If you did this, then I'd be thinking to myself, if someone comes over here and pays you more, you're going to take me out.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's how they are. So, yeah, I would be worried.
Yeah. I don't think Penguin's worried, though.
You don't think he's worried?
No, he's not worried. I don't think he's worried. I don't think he's worried about anything.
No, because he does have Falcone.
But he's just got a plan, too.
He's got a massive plan.
I mean, because even at the end, when all that crap goes on, and we'll get to that, I think this was probably like a big, giant moment, was probably the Penguin. You know, this scene with Frankie, and he takes out Frankie with the thugs. And then the Penguin shows up at Don Falcone's house. You know, at first I'm thinking, oh, damn, Falcone. I thought Penguin was going to roll up there, put a cap in his ass, and bam, that was going to be it.
I felt the exact same thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, really? This little guy is going to take out Falcone. I was no.
And then Falcone, one, needs to up his security system because the Penguin hobbled his ass, threw some trees, jumped a fence, and got in right to the chicken coop. Something's up there. But so we see a little flashback, and it comes to find out that this has been a whole entire plan.
Yeah,
because
the Penguin told Falcone, you know, he was going to kill him, but he told him, look, Fish Mooney and the German guy who is dead now, so his name is relevant.
He's Russian, Nikolai.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was German.
Don't get him mixed up, because there's some Germans out there that will be upset.
Well, he is dead, and Penguin told Falcone, okay, they're planning to take over. This is the plan. And he requested for him to tell Gordon to kill him, because he was hoping that Gordon wouldn't, and he wouldn't.
I don't know, because even when Falcone is telling him, and then they're kind of like talking buddy, you can see that slight snicker smile in the Penguin's face.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like it's obvious. I mean, come on. I mean, we know that the Penguin wants Falcone out as well. I mean, the Penguin
wants to be on top.
Right. So even when he's talking, he kind of like smiles at Falcone, and then kind of. The smile turns into a little, like, I'll get you too soon. But, dude, the Penguin, never mind. Because I think even that he opened up to Don Falcone like that, I think that was a plan as well. Like, I think it was a fast, quick plan, hoping that Don Falcone wouldn't kill him. But I think that was his plan to get, in the get-go, to get in there and just totally take down everybody.
Well, wouldn't you make that plan? Like, okay, if the mob boss was in front of you and you knew you were getting ready to die, wouldn't you do anything you could to get out of it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But I think that Penguin's plan is way bigger than what we're seeing.
Yeah, and it definitely would be way bigger than something you could come up with.
No. Good try there, Amy. Good try, but you didn't catch me on that one. One thing that I did tweet out during the show... I tweeted out, I really want Barbara thrown in the river. And TV Tag Gotham was like, do you want her swimming with the fishes on Twitter? And I was like, hell yes, I do.
Now, why? Why? Why?
She is the most stupidest person in Gotham.
You really think so? Just because she goes back to fight for her man?
Dude, she really is. Like, she really, truly, dude, no. The thing about her is that she's just, I mean, we talked about it in the beginning. In the beginning, she wants all this information from Gordon. He tells her, she goes and picks up the phone and calls the newspaper and lets some shit out, and it pisses off Gordon, right?
Yes.
So then a couple of episodes later, she gives him an ultimatum that you need to tell me, and he's like, no. Okay, fine. It's either me or whatever. He's like, see ya. So then she's there at the house. All of a sudden, Fish's dudes show up, so she's shitting bricks. So it's obvious that Gordon – there's a reason why Gordon was telling you this. And when all that crap goes down, even she's sitting there, and he's like, Barbara, get your stuff and go. And she's like sitting there like all shocked, like, and he's like, Barbara, get your stuff. It's like, dude, seriously, like, she's got to be so stupid. And then to have the nerve to come back – I'm telling you, my mouth dropped when Falcone was like – what would you do if Victor had a knife to Barbara's throat? I was like, I had the same reaction as Gordon. I was like, tell me this girl did not come back. And he's like, yeah, she's a brave girl. She came and actually pleaded for me to – What is she even thinking?
That's
what I'm talking about.
She could, you know, save her man's life. That is what she's...
Really?
Okay, look, I'm trying to defend her, and it's not working because she's a stupid bitch.
Thank you.
I would have been on that bus. I would have been in... Yeah. That's where I'm from. That's where I've been.
Well, you are from West... Yeah, she should have left. She should have left. Instead, she's there. It ruined the whole plan. But don't get me wrong. We wouldn't have that plan. You know, we wouldn't see more Gotham. But still, I mean, I think TV Tag Gotham actually said that if she were to die, it would definitely probably throw a monkey wrench in Gordon's thought process, that he would just be all screwed up in the head.
Yeah.
Do you agree with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think he
loves her. You don't think he would?
He does love her. He does love her. But I think that would turn that into more determination to take down all the crime mobs and everything else.
Okay.
I think that would
termination. Yes, it would be termination, but it wouldn't be a good plan. And come on, we've already seen that in Sons this season.
Yeah, well, see, Gordon's a lot cooler than Jax from the Sons of Anarchy. Jax is too emotional. He's too emotional. Gordon. He knows what he's doing. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And last week, because I was it with you last week. That was a kick-ass episode. And he does know what he's doing when he's like, boss, get out. And all those cops left him, and he was just standing there.
Dude, that was fucked up. Like, that was seriously.
Oh, wait, that was this episode.
That was this episode there, Amy. It's okay. I know. You didn't know the title. When Victor comes in and kicks everybody out and everybody leaves, I was like, that is messed up. Like, nobody had his back.
Nobody.
And
nobody. The people that were going to arrest him only is the only ones that had his back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This this guy who plays, whatchamacallit, Victor Sazzy. His name is Anthony Carrigan. I actually like this guy. He was actually, I don't know, you watch The Flash?
Yes, I do.
He was the Mist in The Flash.
He was?
Yeah, he's the one that turned into the Mist, the little ball-headed guy.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was like, where do I know this guy from?
Yes. He was in it.
But wasn't he in last week's episode, like the guy that was, that Harvey is the one that killed the first one, the first goat?
I don't think so.
It looks just like him.
I don't know. Yeah, I looked at a blogger named nerdgasmsblog.com. They actually did a review after I said that you and I were going to talk about the show. He tweeted me, or her, I don't know, so I apologize. But they reviewed nerdgasmsblog.com reviewed episode. And I was reading it, and it's pretty on point on how I feel. And the cool thing about it is, which I didn't know because, of course, I don't follow the comics like hardcore, but this Victor Sassy is a famous DC supervillain, notorious for killing and then scarring a tally mark on his body.
So is it just killing anyone, or is it just killing cops? Because when I seen that scene, I was like, oh, so he like cuts himself every time he kills a cop.
I think he kills everybody, because
he's only killed 28 people. Wow, he's new in the game.
That's still a lot. Maybe he's just particular about his people. You know, I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, somebody in the Gotham Addicts Facebook page put Victor Sassy. As scary as you thought he'd be, I say yes. Any thoughts? And then someone put here, the first one, Monica put, he's always been one of my favorite villains. He doesn't get enough love. Yesterday we saw him as a mere henchman, but I liked him. Anthony Carrigan did a good job, although I'd like to see him as the serial killer he is. I don't know if they're going to keep him on the show. So it's obvious.
I think they will, because he's creepy, and people love it.
Yeah, he is. He is creepy. Hello, guest. Guest is in here, 8709. We have a guest. I don't know if that's my friend Jess.
If you're Mike's friend, Jess, hi. And if you're not, hi, guest, 8709.
There you go. Let's see what else. What else? It's obvious in this episode that Fish Mooney is not exactly too happy with the Penguin in his situation with Don Marino.
Well, she thought the Penguin was dead.
Correct.
And the Penguin knows that, you know, she's trying to take down Falcone. So obviously she wants him dead.
Right.
Now, and with being with Moni, you know, he knows that information. He knows he can get that the information out. But how did you love the scene where he's like, "Oh, you need to apologize to her. You made me feel." I love
dude,
that.
Dude, that was I think I wrote here. That was a great scene and one of my favorite moments, just for the fact that, because at first when he was like, "Come here, Penguin," I was like, "He's really gonna." And then he was like, "I want you to apologize sincerely." I was like, "Oh, he's just being an asshole." And it was hilarious because I think there in that moment, I don't know about you, I've always liked Fish Mooney, whatever you want to call her name, Fish's character and her, whatchamacallit, her, I guess her bitchassness.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this episode was the first time I was like, I was like, yeah, she's not as tough as she thinks she is. And I really don't think anybody respects her because she's a female in the show. And I say character-wise, I'm not talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm saying like, you know, it's like Falcone just like, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, Nikolai, he tries, but he's just like, whatever, but he's gone anyways. And then Maroni, he's the same way. I mean, to do that all in front of his men with the Penguin and be like, sincerely, apologize. There you go. Now we're even. She just gets more pissed off. I don't know. She just lost tough points for me. I was like, oh.
With like her slap scratch, like, she got the Penguin pretty good.
She did get Penguin pretty good on that slap, that bitch slap. But I don't know. For some reason, I've lost villain points for Fish. I don't know what it is. I really liked her, but I figured she'd be, at this point, a little bit more hardcore. I figured she would have, like, tried to at least take out Penguin, you know, just out of emotion. But she didn't.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know if anybody agrees with me. I'm just saying. She's just kind of lost some brownie points for me. What else? Oh, it's pretty cool to see, what is it, the MCU, the other detectives?
Yeah, they're the ones. Yeah, they rescued Gordon when everybody left him.
What did you think when Alfred got Alan in a ninja chokehold?
I thought it was amazing.
He was like, bitch, get over here. Which shows you Alfred's a badass.
Yeah. And I really wish we would start seeing more of him and Bruce Wayne.
I think we are, because did you watch the commercial for next week?
No, I did not.
I believe Bruce asked Alfred to learn how to fight. And he was like, can you show me how to fight? And Alfred's like, of course, sir. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see a little bit of story. Because we haven't seen any little mini Catwoman in a while.
Well, we've seen her last week.
She just comes in and kicks people in the balls and then she leaves. Or she comes into a scene and she steals something and she leaves.
I mean, does she... Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, what did she steal and why did she steal it?
We don't know. We just know it's a silver box. And we don't know. We talked about it. And even on Gothamatics, no one really had an idea. You know, is it going to be worth value to Bruce? Is it just something, a momentum? I don't know. I don't know. No one could really figure out. And now we have to wait to get a little. And the cool thing about it is there's so many cool characters in Gotham. But what sucks is that you sometimes don't even see the other characters.
Yeah, I like the Riddler. I'm loving his character.
Yeah, he was a big part of last week's episode and nothing at all this week.
No, last week, I keep going back to last week, but was he trying to flirt? Like, was he trying to tell that girl, hey, I like you?
Yeah, he was trying to flirt, and I think he was, he kind of reminded me of Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And I think rearranging things, he meant well, but it just totally screwed everything up in his chances. You know, yeah. And I even said it in last week's show. You weren't there, but I really think that the Riddler is really getting fed up with people picking on him.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I think that was like almost a nail in the coffin with the girl. Like, he really liked her, and she just totally dissed him. And everybody's
called him weird. She was like, "You're weird."
Yeah, I think I like the Riddler. He's cool as hell.
I do too. I would date him.
Really? Would you?
Yeah.
You probably would. Would you sleep with the Riddler the first night?
No.
Whatever, you would.
Second night time for girl.
Yeah, exactly. What else? So also during that scene when Bruce gets introduced to Alan and Montoya, I think everybody in the room, including the detectives, including Alfred, when Bruce hugs Gordon, that was a pretty cool moment right there.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I was like, hey, bitches, you see, they're tight. They're close. And I hope Montoya, her lesbian antics for Barbara will stop already. I think she's Gordon's like, Jesus Christ. Yes.
Maybe they'll move into the Wayne Mansion.
No. Happen.
What the hell?
What happened? That was weird.
Okay, we are back on air. I have no idea what happened, but Blog Talk Radio just screamed in our ear that they were reconnecting us to a live show. Maybe because you keep talking about Barbara and how much you don't like her.
And somebody on Blog Talk Radio likes Barbara, and so they disconnected our show?
I guess. It was Barbara herself.
Bastards. Okay, Blog Talk Radio. Quit hating on me that I hate on Barbara. You know what? And don't get me wrong. I like Barbara. I like her looks.
You just hate her stupid ways, like she coming back to Gotham. But, you know, if she didn't come back to Gotham, it would have messed up a whole lot.
Especially for
the Penguin.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. For her coming back and then all that, and then, of course, Falcone pretty much thanks her for being brave and then pretty much says, get the hell out of here, everybody, before I change my mind.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with Gordon and his dad and the relationship that his dad had with Falcone. But then also it comes back on the Penguin. The Penguin is, you know, I'm sure asked for that favor to spare Gordon.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he doesn't spare Gordon. Okay, let me go back. If Barbara didn't come back and then Gordon actually arrested Falcone and the mayor, then he would have went after, you know, the mayor would have been going after him. Falcone would have been going after him. Fish Mooney still be going after him and everything. Now, Gordon only has to worry about Falcone because Falcone will go after the rest of the people.
You've totally lost me.
Well, it sounded right in my head.
It sounded really good in your head. Maybe some other people got it. I was like, what?
Moving on.
Moving on, but I'm glad. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Falcone and Bullock and stupid ass Barbara.
I really liked seeing Bullock's pass last week.
Yes, that was good to see a little backstory there.
That.
You know, and then it's obvious that Bullock loves the thicker ladies.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Go in the bedroom and put on your birthday suit, he says. Okay, I think that's it, right?
That is it. That's it for Gotham. But I really want to talk about this charity. Can I talk about this charity?
Let's see here. Before we go into your charity, what do you give this episode? Scale of 1 to 10. Jesus Christ, what happened to you?
I got so excited.
Did you get excited? We can't hear you. Us and the fans can't hear you. You're not even close to your microphone. What happened?
How about now? Can you hear me
there
now?
There we go. Jesus. You're weird when you get back from Icon. Uh-oh.
Sleep deprived.
Okay. Sleep deprivation.
Whatever. I didn't get
okay. Whatsoever. Scale 1 to 10 before you flat out fall off.
A 10.
You give it a 10?
I give it a 10.
Yeah, I would give it a 9.
Really?
Yeah, I get it. It wasn't like, holy crap. And it, you know, you get a 10, I want every emotion going. This episode was a great episode. I really, really liked it just for the fact of the stories of the Penguins. And, you know, I give it a high 9, you know, because the ending totally caught me off guard. You know, the characters between Fish and, you know, Maroney, all those scenes there. It was some deep stuff. You know, I really like the fact that Bruce hugs Gordon in front of everybody, especially those two stupid ass detectives. But those two detectives did save Gordon, so I'll give them, you know, props. But they see that Gordon is a good guy.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. So other than that,
but now he's got people on his side.
True that.
He obviously knows the 50 cops in the police station aren't on his side.
Dude, those guys suck. But I mean, like, I mean, you know, I mean, but do you kind of sympathize with those guys? It's like they all have families. They don't want to die if they get involved.
True.
What do you do? Do you get involved or you say screw it?
You get involved.
Yeah.
You get involved because you get involved. I'm not going to go into why you get involved, but you get
involved. Can't let the bad guys win.
Exactly.
Got it. All right. So let's get into your charity real quick before we go.
Okay. So this weekend at Icon was amazing, and I really hate that Mike could not be there.
For those of people that don't know ICON, ICON is a convention in Atlanta, Georgia that kind of circles around the fans of the originals, the Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, the originals, Vampire Diaries, Teen Wolf, all types of different TV genres. They're working on a One Tree Hill and a Game of Thrones right now and all that. You have to come out for the Game of Thrones, Mike. You have to.
Got it.
Bring the baby.
Go on.
Okay, so, well, anyways, Variety Radio Online is there. We run a table. We do interviews. The interviews will be up soon if you're a Vampire Diaries fan. And I was introduced to this charity, and it's hashtag RMDBB, which stands for Real Men Don't Beat Bitches.
Meaning, real men don't beat bitches.
Yes. Okay. Meaning dogs, Mike.
Oh, dogs.
Yes, because there is a paw in that logo.
Okay, because I swear to God, because I was like, Amy, should we be calling women bitches? Because that, so the bitches stands for a four-legged dog.
Yes.
So it's like animal cruelty?
Yes, animal cruelty. And if you follow us on Instagram, and that is Variety Radio Online, you will be seeing a couple of pictures from us at ICON and all the VRO staff that was at ICON. And you can order these shirts if you like them. And, Mike, I'm going to get you one. I think I actually have you one. And they're $24.99, and you can go over to rmdbb.com, go onto the shop, and all the proceeds go to the ASPCA.
Got it.
So it's a really good charity. And if you're like, well, I want more information, like I said, you can go over to the website, but it's, Lucas from One Tree Hill. I know you were a big One Tree Hill fan, Mike.
Oh, definitely. I love One Tree Hill.
I know. Well, it is his charity.
Okay.
Mike's like, wait, what's One Tree Hill? He was a Dawson's Creek fan. Come on.
I know Dawson's Creek.
So it's his charity, and he is he's co-owner with a couple other people. I met Joseph, who is that's who I met this weekend, Joseph and his lovely sister and their friend. So guys, please, please go, you can donate, buy a shirt, and go over to their Facebook page. We Twittered out the link yesterday, and we posted it on the VRO's Facebook page. That is facebook.com/Variety Radio Online. Go over and give them a like, and the shirts are pretty cool. And, I mean, come on the shirt, it says, Real Men Don't Beat Bitches, and it's got a paw there. How, you walk into any grocery store, and you know that shirt's going to be looked at and talked about.
Dude, I mean, just the name alone, I was like, I don't know.
I know, Mike was like, whoa, Amy.
Because a lot of women are not like to be called bitches. Now, when you say real men don't beat bitches, is it just geared towards men abusing dogs? Or is it just animal cruelty altogether?
Animal cruelty altogether.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. All right. So, so the cool thing is the link is on Variety Radio Online's Facebook page. Gotta do so. Variety Radio Online on Facebook, on Twitter, it's at the VRO. So those are the three locations right there to get involved and check out the website. And then of course other stuff for the VRO, Variety Radio Online on YouTube and on Tumblr. And I think that's it. Correct.
That's correct.
Correct. So people, just so you don't miss the podcast, it's different shows involved. I know some of my friends, like Brancy, she'd be doing Supernatural. Are you still doing Supernatural? I saw that she got three new hosts. That's cool.
She's got three new hosts, so I might step back.
Yeah, I know you're leaving. So our friend Brancy, she does Supernatural. You guys, The Walking Dead every Monday night. Arrow happens along with Flash.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, Scandal, a bunch of different shows on VarietyRadioOnline.com. So that is the mothership. That's the website, the VRO.com. But if you want to not miss a show and you want the shows to come to your iPad, your cell phone or whatever, All you got to do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and bam, they are there. For me, if you want to check me out, I got a blog called iwatchmike.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and my YouTube channel is iwatchmike, and everything is on iwatchmike.com. So go there, check it out. I think that is it, Amy. Correctamundo.
That is it. And you know what I tried to do for you this weekend, Mike?
You try to get a couple of pictures of my girls from. You tried to get a picture of Rebecca. And some of the
I tried to get you spoilers for the following because we interviewed Josh Butler, the director.
I don't want to know.
And I tried to get much spoilers as I can so I could ruin your life.
Okay, people, we're out of here. We're gonna be back. We'll be back next week, Tuesday night. We'll talk about the new episode of Gotham. Shout out to Gotham Addicts out there. Also, TV Tag Gotham as well. And all the peeps out there that were tweeting.
Thank you guys for tweeting us and retweeting us.
I didn't get a chance to write down who I needed a shout out to, so I'll do it next week. That's it. I don't know. Guest 8709, if that's you, Jess, thanks for joining us and not chatting with us. But I guess since she's a guest, she can't chat, right?
No, that's one thing. If you're a guest and you're in our chat room, you can't chat with us. You have to log in with your a username, a Blog Talk Radio username, or your social media names, your Facebook or your Twitter name.
Okay, so it's obvious that this guest, A709, just signed in as a guest, and that's why we see her that way.
Yes.
Or him. I don't know if it's my friend Jeff or not. All right. All right, people. We'll be back.
Barbara coming after you.
Whatever. Barbara needs to die already.
Yeah.
Start on that. Okay, we're out of here.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.